And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
So before everybody took off for Thanksgiving break, we had some of the Green Valley Marching Band kids in here, along with their director, Reed Atkinson, and they told us all about their trip and how excited they were. And then I watched them. I got to see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade because we were just home eating whatever, and I watched them there. I saw them on the Today Show, which was awesome. And so with that, we got to get a little recap, find out how 400 people made it through New York for a week. So from Green Valley's Marching Band, the director of bands, Reed Atkinson, is on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Reed.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back on.
No, thank you, because we're genuinely excited for you guys. I had to leave the house to get to our Thanksgiving stuff right before you guys came on, and so I had to hit the DVR on it. But what was the experience like? Tell us what the parade was like.
It was absolutely incredible. It was truly, I know it sounds crazy, it was truly magical. Everybody was so nice. So you line up in this parade and there are, you know, 10 million viewers along the parade route. And, you know, they're just so supportive. They cheer and they're happy. They're yelling, "Happy Thanksgiving." The parade participants are so supportive of each other. But it was a pretty crazy experience to watch the kids' worldview kind of expand as we went through this. You know, you round a corner and there's these iconic floats, and you kind of slowly make your way up to the parade start, and then as you're doing that, you look down a street and there's these just ginormous balloons, and you know, and then they kick you off and you start, and then it's just it's like a blink of an eye. The 2.5 miles are done. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then you get up to the red line, which is the start of the TV production aspect, and you know, it's you get there and you think you have a breather, and then you don't, and you're going, and then all of a sudden, blink of an eye, there it is again, and you're done. And at the end of it, you're exhausted and overwhelmed and just elated, and it's just an incredible mix of emotions.
Well, and they even mentioned on the air, they said that only, 9 of your 200 marching band kids had ever been to New York?
It was pretty incredible to watch the kids just experience the melting pot that is New York, and we hit all the big stuff there. So each student, you know, would tell you that their favorite thing is something a little bit different on the tour, and I think that's awesome.
Well, and even better than the parade, a couple days before, you guys ended up on the Today Show, like marching through Pastel Roker doing the weather. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, it wasn't planned. We found out about it about 12 hours before airtime. So what had happened is Tuesday morning, Matt Lauer had mentioned, "Hey, you know, we used to bring marching bands on, and that tradition kind of fell by the wayside, and we should bring it back." And that kind of offhanded comment resulted in a call to the Macy's committee. And that day, there happened to be a director's meeting. And so at the director's meeting, we were asked to do the Today Show. And the conversation went a lot like this. "Would you guys like to do the Today Show?" "Yes."
You know, no hesitation.
So the next 8 hours, we had to figure out kind of how to re-manage our tour and make sure we were there, because that was another early leave time. I think we left the hotel at 4 a.m. because we had to get there early and rehearse. And the rehearsal was about 29 minutes of us getting in place and the producers and directors getting cameras in place, and then we got one shot at running it. And then that was it. And then we waited for a couple hours in a green room before we went on. But it was really great. The students got to interact with, you know, the hosts and Matt Lauer, and they were incredibly professional and respectful, and I think that kind of enamored them to the host even more. And there's a panel of celebrity chefs on there, and they wanted pictures with the band. And so for that brief moment in time, it was cool because the Green Valley Marching Eagles were the celebrity on set, and that was a pretty special moment.
Well, it looked completely smooth. I would have never guessed that you just had one rehearsal, because watching it, I'm like, oh, those kids know what they're doing, just walking around set like they own the place.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tribute to those kids. They're incredibly flexible, and they are willing to adjust on the fly, and they did an incredible job. We got, afterwards, I know they got texts and messages sent from them from across the nation, so I was really proud that they got that additional recognition. It was also neat because on the parade we had additional face recognition. There were audience members, "Hey, that's the Today Show band." And stuff. It was pretty neat. Yeah.
So I'm just gonna read if I can borrow a Marching Eagles uniform or maybe a couple to put together, and then I'll take my clarinet and I'll just show up outside of Matt Lauer's office there and be like,
"And then
hey,
security is gonna
I'm
be
supposed
called.
To be on the Today Show here. I'm just a little bit late. That's all."
I'm sure he'd invite you in with open arms.
I'm sure he would, right? I'm like, you love marching bands. Come on.
So how much caffeine did you guys end up consuming before the parade?
Well, the kids didn't consume any because you know we didn't want them crashing and burning. The band staff, however, I'm pretty sure we put a couple of those Starbuckses in New York out of business.
You did. Now you went with like over 400 people total. Did you come back with everyone you left with?
All fingers and toes are back in Missouri. It was an incredible experience, and I have to give a shout out to Gateway Festivals Music and Tours. They're the ones who helped me get all this together, and I don't know how they did it, but they did it, and it was amazing.
Obviously, you don't have a lot of downtime. You're there for a particular reason, but in the off time, there were a lot of kids, as they told us, excited to go see some of the sights around New York City. And what were some of the big places that your students visited?
So there are some really iconic New York things that you just got to take students to. So, you know, we chartered a lunch cruise around the Statue of Liberty, and that was amazing. You know, it was incredible. And there happens to be a whale in the harbor right now, so they got to see the Statue of Liberty and a whale watch. So that
Wow.
was kind of a it was pretty neat. You know, and then I think the thing that impacted them the most was the 9/11 memorial was an incredible experience. I think the other highlight of their trip was the performances that we saw. So they saw Wicked. And so just seeing a Broadway show is incredible in and of itself. But that one is such an iconic show that, you know, they really felt the weight of Broadway, which was awesome. And then the last day we went and saw the Rockettes, and I loved it. It was an incredible show. And, you know, the Rockettes are kind of one of those iconic Christmassy things to do, and you don't think a whole lot about it outside of, well, I guess we should do it. And then you watch it, and it's incredible. I mean, it was an absolutely amazing show.
So now how do you top that? That's amazing. These kids come back, they're like, forget Christmas. I just did all of this.
I'm going to let you plan my next vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. We're all exhausted. We were running, you know, everywhere. Not, I'm going to say not running, but it was a constant go, go, go. New York is just, it's a high energy place anyway, so you're just constantly aware and, you know, there's crowds and stuff like that. So the kids handled themselves amazing. You know, it's a huge leap of faith to release 200 high school students into Times Square on Black Friday. You know, that was a really, really an interesting moment for me.
And kids,
and they
there's
did amazing.
A naked cowboy. Look over there. Avert your eyes.
You know, there was a lot of life experiences that they saw. You know, that in Times Square, there are characters walking around, and their goal is to get you to take a picture with you, and then they'll hold on to you until you pay them. And so we had warned kids about that beforehand, so they didn't do that, but they watched it so intently and they just couldn't believe it. They, you know, this is really happening. We're like, yeah, this is really happening. You know, this is why we have you in groups of four, and you know why we want you to check in with us every once in a while. So yeah, they did an incredible job. They, you know, they handled themselves with, you know, class and professionalism, and you know, we're New Yorkers for 5 days. You know, it was pretty great.
Wow. Well, Reed, we appreciate it. Congratulations to you guys. You look great on television and all the stuff that you did. And, hey, the eyes of the nation were on you for a couple of days there.
Yeah, thank you. We're really proud of the kids. And, you know, we're proud that we represented Grain Valley. And I feel we represented Kansas City well, too, which is one of our goals. So it's always great to be able to do that.
Man, if there's a Teacher of the Year Award or something, those kids need to nominate you.
No kidding. Yeah.
That's really
well,
an
I appreciate
feat.
That. I just I have a great staff, so it's a team effort.
All right, so next, can we wake somebody up with a marching band? Can we just make my
really,
dream come true?
Really
come
wants
on.
To wake
I,
somebody.
I told you, yeah. You give us a location, and we're there.
Okay,
you know?
you're
we're
like
really
you.
Good at getting up really early right now. So
perfect.
The Marching Eagles are the official band of the show. We'll just call it now.
Done.
That's
I like it. Yeah, we'll take it. That's awesome. We'll put that on our band resume.
It's not quite the Today Show. But it's...
We're one step
it's
below.
It's pretty close. That's right. I mean, you're right there, I think.
I'm no Tamron Hall, but I'm getting there. Working on it. Well, thanks for getting up early again today to talk to us, and we'll keep in touch, find out what you're doing, and, you know, we'll go wake somebody up with you guys.
Would love to do that. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Reed. Take care.
All right, bye. Bye.
Those guys are awesome. I'm glad they had fun.
I'm telling you.
How could you not?
Our field trips... were not like that when I was a kid. There was no major production. Yeah, right? We weren't going to Broadway.
I would die just to go see Wicked on Broadway.
Right? Even as an adult.
Right? Yeah, I know.
The last parade Trudeau was in what, St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day, yeah.
That's kind of the same thing. Very similar.
Always wanted to Ferris Bueller a parade. So.
He's just going to show up on Fox 4 with a recorder and walk around
saying, yes. Oh, please. Can we please parade around Mark Alford? Is that possible? Come on, Mark. You're out there, buddy. You're just down the street.
Poor pregnant Carly Ritter's like, can somebody get the strange man away from me?
Who's this grown man with a recorder? That's the problem.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.